This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Metro Denver clearing up after icy snow overnight. Colorado Springs could see more snow through the day and on Tuesday. For today, temperatures are staying in the 30s around Denver and in the Springs. Colorado businesses added more than 8,000 jobs in February, according to preliminary estimates from the state's Labor Department. At the same time, the unemployment rate, which is calculated from a different survey, actually went up slightly to 3.5%. That is still low by historical standards. Voters in Steamboat Springs will decide an affordable housing question on Tuesday. The Yampa Valley Housing Authority purchased the Brown Ranch property with a $24 million donation from an anonymous donor. Now the Brown Ranch annexation decision is the next step toward building up to 2,200 units of worker housing. Dylan Anderson is the founder of the Yampa Valley Bugle.
It's not even an affordability thing for everybody. It's simply an availability thing. There's doctors that can't find homes that they want to live in here.
Anderson says the area has fallen behind on housing stock. Emergency response crews in Teller County are still recovering from the massive snowstorm that hit the Front Range earlier this month. The storm killed two county residents. Officials say more than 36 inches of heavy, wet snow led to widespread power outages, huge drifts covering homes, and a county disaster declaration. Multiple snowplows were lost in the response as engines blew up trying to clear the snow-covered roads. Woodland Park and Cripple Creek in Teller County can expect more snow today. Likewise for Colorado Springs. Around Denver, things begin to clear up for a sunnier and warmer Tuesday. Metro highs are staying in the 30s today. It should be back above 40 tomorrow. And in Grand Junction, cloudy and cool. Highs near 50, then warmer on Tuesday and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.